Yay. Right.
Well, what a beautiful day here in the Central Coast. It's finally feeling fallish after we had this huge heat wave. I mean, really heat wave, because it was almost 90 degrees here on the coast, and that's pretty unheard of. That's almost as unusual as snow along the coast here, at least in these parts. But it's a beautiful day in fall. What a beautiful season it is. It's a perfect time to look at third eye, perfect time to start to look at the upper chakras, because they're so often about getting guidance and going within. And the idea with third eye and the brow center is essentially that it is our vehicle to our own personal vision, the vision that goes within and sees who we are and starts to make adjustments, and also the vision that sends our intentions outward. And it's a critical element in one of the important chakras, because it has so many things going on with it. It's actually the seat of our self-image as well, because how we see the world is a real reflection of how we see ourselves. And when we begin to find fault with things in the world, we know it's a new age cliche that basically we're looking at pieces of ourselves, and it's a call back home to begin to look at those elements of ourselves. So self-esteem and self-image is sort of born as a result of the moments of living and what we do with those down in the first and second and third chakras, how we express it through the throat chakra, how we feel about it in terms of our own love vibration, whether we feel loved or valued or not, and then those begin to influence from the inside the vibration that influences the third eye and begins to, again, color how we see the world that fits that decision mold, that framework that we've built as a result of the moment of living. So you can see that's really a house of cards. And a house of cards can fall at any time. In other words, we can shift how we are in the world and how we see ourselves and have a very, very different experience of our own lives. And this is part of what these times are about for us in doing these calls, as well as the energies that are coming into the planet at this point. So the third eye chakra is a very exciting one to work with. You can go online and find a million things about what the third eye is about if you want to look beyond that. But this morning, it's really about doing stuff. Except I have one more piece of information. Because last night, I don't know, on the West Coast, if you saw the sunset. Now, in the central part here, it was pretty remarkable. I'm pretty used to it. I go down every day and stand in the ocean, kind of download the day, let it go, and then check out the sunset and take pictures of what's going on there. And every day, no matter where I go, and if I go to the same place, it's always different, which is very enjoyable. But last night, as the sun went down, there was a large cloud bank coming off, it was almost like butterfly wings. It was coming off from a point maybe about 10 or 20 degrees off to the left of where the sun was actually going down. So the apex of those wings and the body, the intersecting point, was off to the left. So we just got this one sweep of the wing, and then the sun was going down through it, and then it finally peaked out below it, and there was just a window of space there between the ocean and that cloud cover. And then the sun came out in all its brilliance. And then as it slipped down, it went into a bit of a fog bank. And when it hit the fog bank, you could see pieces of the sun through it. And then all of a sudden, there were three rays that shot out. One went directly up, and one went off to the right, and one went off to the left. So it was a bit of a fan, but this beam that was going straight up was remarkable. And what it was doing for about 15 minutes, as the sky just gloriously went into its orange and red cycle, we got this beam just stayed right in the center. It was holy. And I started thinking about it this morning, and I have photos to prove it. So I'm going to post one here, make access to it a little bit later today. And so when I send you the link for the call, I'll give you either a link to the photo or some way to find to get to see this thing, because it was pretty remarkable. And it was a perfect element to talk about the third eye, because the third eye is basically a downloading center for guidance that comes in through the crown. It's where we begin to get our intuitive hits from the world around us and from the etheric beings that support us, from the guides and teachers that are aligned to the frequency that we are. So what a beautiful image about this information that's coming in, this insight that drops in, this new vision of how to be present in this world, especially in these times of change. What a beautiful image of that perfectly vertical beam of light that shone through that entire cloud experience. Wow. So here we are. Okay, I hope you have your third eye chakra page in front of you, your support page. So let's go ahead and take a moment and just put a cocoon of protection around us and around our frequency field. So, and by doing this, we're inviting any frequency that is below that or not in alignment with the true essence of who we are, as stated by the name we're going to speak in just a few moments. Anything that's unlike that is released and sent through the light to be used just as energy for the highest good of all involved. So the Hung Vajrapa is a Tibetan protection chant. It puts a cocoon of light around us, and within that cocoon, again, we are at the frequency of alignment for ourselves. Anything of lower frequency is not allowed in. Anything that's existing within it is released at the same point. We're going to do this Hung Vajrapa chant 12 times. It's very quick. So we're really just going to go ahead and express it 12 times. So take a breath. Be aware of your feet and your connection to the earth. Get your spine straight and allow the vibration to move straight down through you and clearing and cleansing as we speak this. And around us, visualize a cocoon of light of your color. Hung Vajrapa. 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 And so it is, and so it is. This little third eye frequency, you know, bells are great for the upper chakras. And this sounds like Christmas bells. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing and ding, ding, ting-a-ling too. It's coming. It's coming. So that frequency is beginning to shake up any energies that are attached specifically to the third eye area. Now, in third eye, we're looking also at the glands up there, the pituitary and the pineal. They are so close and so connected that the third eye and the crown chakra are actually tied into both of those. So as we do our work today, we are going to be asking for the vibration to be clarified and cleansed, because in the moments of living, sometimes, and even as a result of the toxins of the environment and the stuff we have to deal with in the way the world has unfolded up till now, there are coverings and coatings that seem to happen over the pituitary and also the pineal. And what this does is it interferes with our ability to have access to our higher guidance and to have the bigger picture. See, a clear third eye will allow us to experience life and then to see it from multiple perspectives. We almost see it from multiple dimensions as we open up, and we can see that what appears to be in the moment is really only an appearance, and that there's something bigger happening here. There's different information for me. There's different guidance coming through, and as I step back and use the clarity of the third eye, I'm able to take in the bigger experience here and to learn and to grasp what it is that this event has come into my life to teach me or to show me or to give me the experience for. So it's really critical that we clear that particular chakra out. So I am going to give a couple tuning forks right now. One is for the pineal and one is for the pituitary. The pineal is typically referred to in the midbrain. Pituitary, this one is saying it's related to the medulla. The medulla is also, you know, at the back of the head is referred to the medulla oblongata as the seat of God. And according to the guidance, it says basically this is where strong information comes in, not necessarily through the crown. This is literally our God connection at the back of our neck. And it's interesting that so often we get these neck aches in the back right up there where the cranium sits right on top of the spine, and that area begins to become compromised. I have a feeling and a sense that oftentimes that's resistance to information coming in, or else it's information that's coming in that's stirring the pot a little bit. Because we're getting guidance all the time energetically, no matter what we think. And whether we're aware of it or not, there is information coming in directly through that crown and directly into the third eye and into the medulla in the back. And quite honestly, by sharing this information this morning, this is enough to begin to shake any debris that might be in the way, because information of higher vibration is enough to start to shake back any lower vibrational thinking. So I just wanted to sing this morning, and all of a sudden I'm giving information, but I think it's critical, and the guidance says remember that information too is enough to actually create a shift and create a change. So back to the tuning forks. So as I do this particular pitch for the pineal gland first and then the pituitary, all I'm going to ask you to do is to breathe into yourself and be aware of the tone. Now, I know it's coming over the phone, so it's compromised a little bit, but the intention is that this frequency washes over and through us to clear out any blockages in those particular glands to allow us to function in full clarity. Okay, and so that is. That's the pineal. I'm hoping that came through. I was just, I did a tiny hole here in the phone that I'm sending that frequency through, and then I also actually set the base of the tuning fork on the phone, and I do hope that that came through. If it didn't, and someone wants to go ahead and star six there and say no, or if you don't get on, then I'm going to assume everything is okay with that. And now we'll move to the pituitary, and we'll go ahead and send a pulse and a frequency and vibration to that particular gland and allow it to shake off any lower frequency vibrations or coatings that have happened through the moments of living. So. And so it is. Knowing full well that vibration, because it is the nature of all things, the vibration will do its work because that's what it's designed to do. And so it is. Let's move to the bottom of our first page here. Well, the only page we have, not our first one. And let's go down to a proclamation here. I want to get these going right away. And again, these come from a couple books that I picked up through the years, The Veils of Illusion and Proclamations of the Soul. They are statements of very, very strong power that command, in other words, invite, but in a strong, strong way, for the etheric forces to align with this intention. So I'm going to say the first one through and just give you the sense of how we can speak it. And then we'll go ahead and speak it together. From the divine love within my being, I call forth all laws I own, all beliefs I have, all vows I hold, all invocations I have made or received in all contracts and agreements on all levels of my being, creating judgments, separating me from joy, peace, harmony, and love. I transmute them into the divine expression of creative love and embrace them into my wholeness, and so it is. So these proclamations are basically rescinding any kind of contracts or agreements we made that compromised our vision of who we are and how we are in the world. This particular one is doing that. Anything that stole our experience and full experience of the joy and the harmony and the love base that is existing within this particular frequency, we're demanding and commanding that these things be released, these energies. Because judgment and criticisms are one of the great compromisers of the third eye. So we're asking for those to be released. And so it is. And so here we go together. From the divine love within my being, I call forth all laws I own, all beliefs I have, all vows I hold, all invocations I have made or received, and all contracts and agreements on all levels of my being, creating judgments, separating me from joy, peace, harmony, and love. I transmute them into the divine expression of creative love and embrace them into my wholeness, and so it is. So take a breath, if you will, and I will invite you right now to speak your first, your middle, your last name. This is the coding that is carried in your souls, and it is the frequency of alignment that when you speak it, you are called right back into your place of center for that breath in that particular time. My name is Mark Stanton Welch. If you have been married and you have changed your name, go back to your birth name and speak it now with the intent that we are calling forth our full presence to be here in this particular moment in time. We're going to say it 12 times. Here we go. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 Now take a breath, if you will, and sort of stretch and twist your waist and shrug your shoulders and roll your head just a bit. And breathe in and work the face muscles a bit. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And release anything that has been held for however long that is attached to the frequency of that name. When we speak that name, we call forth also all guides and angels and teachers who are aligned to the frequency that identifies us in our wholeness. We also put another cocoon of light and safety around us. It's a powerful thing to use in our moments of living. When we feel uncertain, when we feel like we want to call upon power, when we want insight, when we want information, when we want guidance, when we want to feel safe, we speak our true name. And it is guaranteed by law to support us. So it is, so it is. Let's go to the second proclamation. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. Let's just do this together. Here we go. Take a breath. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I choose to be free of the holographic veils of illusions that have interfered with my ability to see my truth. I am prepared to accept responsibility for my world without distortion and illusion. I command that all thought forms and energies that have created the holographic veils and obstruct my ability to see my truth now be transmuted into divine truth. I command that the vibration of fear that has been attached to these veils and my perceived reality be transmuted into the vibrations of unconditional love, joy, peace, and happiness. For that is the reality I choose as my own, and so it is. So it is. Whew. Potent stuff. Potent. It's enough to pull out the rattle, which is made of a couple turtle shells here. Anything of lower frequency is now released. And so it is. I invite you to speak your name one time in a count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Go up two places to the Egyptian third eye activation process. There's a phrase there that's Egyptian words. It's U-A-Zit. U-A-Zit. This is a particular empowerment that came through some Huna training, Egyptian Huna training many, many years ago that I found myself doing up in San Jose, California, up in the Silicon Valley area. The idea of this is that basically it's taking the root chakra energy and sending it up the spine to the third eye, which would open up the channel of energy to allow clarity to occur through all of the chakras themselves. What this is doing is pulling root energy and vibration really in power and presence from the earth, and like the serpent in a sense, the serpent that goes up, and when we say the zit, it's like the serpent strikes at the third eye. So when we say U-A-Zit, at the zit, we feel that little kind of an inner bite or an inner presence, an inner pushing against that third eye right in the middle of the forehead there. Now, to activate the U-A-Zit, we have to do what's called the anal lock. And basically, that's when you are going to the restroom and you shut things off, you just squeeze the muscles of the rectum. So as you do that, you're visualizing the energy shooting up the spine, and then on the zeet, it goes ahead and bites that third eye from the inside. So basically, I would say ooh, ah, and on the zeet, I do the squeezing, the anal lock, and then that shoots it straight up. So I go ooh, ah, zeet, ooh, ah, zeet. So on the zeet, I'm squeezing down there. Ooh, ah, zeet, ooh, ah, zeet. Ooh, ah, zeet. So we're going to do it 12 times now. So take a breath and be a present. And be a present. I love that. Be a present to yourself. All right. We're going to make sure your spine is straight and you're sitting in a good position. We're going to do this 12 times. You're going to visualize the striking at the third eye as the zeet is spoken and you do the anal lock. Here we go. Ooh, ah, zeet. Ooh, ah, zeet. Ooh, ah, zeet. Ooh-ah-zeet, 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 ooh-ah-zeet. Two more. Ooh-ah-zeet, ooh-ah-zeet. Boy, I lost count there. I'm going to have to listen back to the tape. I don't know how many I did. I started to go off into another land. That was fun. All right. Speak your true name. Become aware of your feet as you speak that true name. Get back grounded to the earth and be in that frequency of what you just opened and allowed there. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. Okay. Let's go up. Boy, I'm just using all the big guns this morning. We're calling in all these frequencies right away because it's time for clarity. It really is time that our vision and the way we see the world opens up to what is really there and that we begin to see ourselves through the eyes of love and through the reality of who we truly are, not through the limitations that we've been programmed or taught about. I don't want to mince words anymore. You know, we've been bamboozled and ramshacked and all of those things and given false information. And, okay, those days are over. Those days are over. That old foundation and form is collapsing, and it's leaving us in our own power and presence to be standing in the beauty and magnificence of who we are. So we're going to call upon this particular mantra, the Om Grinihi Suryaya Adityam, the mantra up about in the middle of the page. It's calling upon the power of sun to not only heal the eyes in a physical way, but to give us our sight back, the inner and outer sight, to give us the vision and the clarity that comes from being open and receptive and willing to communicate in both directions with the vibrations and the guides that are there for us. The Om Grinihi Suryaya Adityam. And we are going to do this 108 times. I have my mala beads out. We're going to speak this. And as we do, all we're going to do is surrender and allow the vibration to clear that area, which is up in the crown and up in the third eye area, moving back to the medulla and then back down into the throat. In other words, our entire cranium area is going to be invited to release any vibration that is not of its true essence. On the count of three, speak your name before we start. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. Here we go. And as we go, we're going to start out at a slower pace, and then I'll speed up as we go. Om Grinihi Suryaya Adityam. 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 Om Gananihi Suryaya Aditya. 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 So it is, and so it is. So be present. Be aware of your feet. Be aware of your connection to the earth. Be aware of the power and presence that's coming up through the left leg, through the Earth Star Chakra. As it moves up through the left leg and cleanses and clarifies your entire physical organism and all the energy bodies, and then it pulls anything of a lower frequency down through the right side, out through the right leg and the right foot, back through the Earth Star, that little plate about 18 inches below the feet, into the earth, where the energy is just revitalized and reused for the good of all involved. And so it is. So the third eye is about it's our place of imagination. It's our place of wonder. It's the land where we begin to experience what we had as a child, that wonder that we had in our moments where time and space were completely irrelevant in so many ways, that we would be able to use imagination to create situations to expand our play, where we were able to see through the dimensions, where we were able to actually have access to our guardian angels, and we saw and had imaginary playmates, so they were called. It's a place where we could go ahead and picture things. It was a beautiful land. And quite honestly, education, and I was a teacher for a lot of years, one of the things that it did was took away imagination. And that's part of what we're doing in these times is reclaiming this. We're going ahead and like the lighthouse out here on the coast that I see every day, basically we are cleaning off the outside window so that the clarity that we can gain from using this vision center gives us the true picture of what is actually there, not the information that we were fed or the misinterpretations that we had from our own moments of living. So let's go right down to a song, actually right above that. It's called I Wonder. And this is a song that comes off of a CD of mine called the Songs for the Psychic Pathway. So it goes something like this. We'll sing it one time through and then join me. We'll sing it four times. I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore. What's beyond the meadow? What's beyond the door? I wonder. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. Again, I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore. What's beyond the meadow? What's behind the door? I wonder. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. Two more times. I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore. What's beyond the meadow? What's behind the door? I wonder. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. One more time. I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore. What's beyond the meadow and what's behind the door? I wonder. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. And so it is. Having a sense of wonder and reawakening that is a key to actually experiencing this dimension in its fullness. So I invite you from this moment forward is to not go anywhere, to not do anything without that little childlike wonder that's in there. We have called it into activation. We have invited it to be present. We have invited ourselves to be wide open to the new possibilities that are existing in the things that have become mundane for us. As we look out and I look out into the forest out here, do I see the individual trees or is it just a mass of just green color? What's in there? And having wonder allows me to have a sense of expectation that is delightful. And it's a sense of expectation that invites the universe and my particular guides and angelic energies to reveal to me more than what meets the eye. So I invite you to reacquaint yourself with your sense of wonder wherever you are, even within the confines of my own inner space here, I mean my outer space, but my own home. I can look around and look at even the plants and go, wow, how is it that they just keep doing what they do? Or to look at these books on the wall and go, my goodness, what have I not tapped into? Or what can I read again and get a whole new experience of because the vibration of where I'm coming from is able to take in more information and have greater clarity now. Let's revisit some of those favorites. Looking at pictures of myself here as a boy that I see here as a school teacher and leading a Halloween parade, and I'm at the front in my George Washington outfit. I'm just wondering, now I can wonder about all these children who are following me and where their lives are right now and what they've done. I can remember and wonder about the impact that I have had on them and remember the impact that they had on me and wonder who I would be had I not led that parade at that particular moment in time. What a sweet thing that was. Let's go down to, and just we'll continue in this vein for a moment, with my imagination. The sense of wonder is the doorway to imagination. Imagination then allows us to go ahead and flesh out our experience of the inner world, because we do know that the whole power of manifestation is a result of what we perceive and we project from the inner with strong feeling, and that makes the template, if you will, for how things are going to manifest on the outside. It's a fast, quick process in these times that which we think about, that which we intend upon, becomes reality in a very, very short time. It's part of the gift and the magic and the miracle, and for some, the overwhelm of these times. So, my imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, hey, let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. One more time. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. And so it is, the invitation for the imagination to come forward and be present. Some use their imagination like a screen on the forehead, not a screen, that's good, a screen on the front of the forehead as you look from the inside. And when you close your eyes, you see it's like a movie screen up there, and you're out in the audience with your popcorn and your apple juice and your sprouted wheat and all of that stuff that's so perfect for the theater and the show. And then you project upon the screen the intentions of your life. And then you use the imagination to completely flesh out what your intention is. And then at the point of using the imagination such that you feel it, you taste it, you see it, you hear it, you experience it on all levels, then you release it into a whole new form. And you let the universe actually fill in the details and actually create the form that is far beyond what we could even imagine. This is the gift of an active imagination. When we look at things now through our sense of wonder, where we just go, man, I wonder what's going on there. I wonder what's happening over there. Wow, look at that. I wonder what that is. I wonder what the sunset's going to be like. I wonder what that experience. I wonder what these waves, where they came from. Where did they start? You know, all kinds of wonder going on there. And then once we go ahead and activate that wonder, then our imagination starts to flow. Then we start to look at things and go, you know what? I'd really like that for myself. I would really like to have that new home. I'd like to have a place. I don't know how I'm going to get it. Goodness, that's not none of my business. What I do know is that I want it. And here's what I want to see in it. At least I would like to have it with maybe 10 rooms, because I want to have a room for this, and I want to have a room for that, and I want to be able to relax in this room and have music in this room, and I want to be able to just, because I want each of the rooms to have a different color about them, because I want to be able to walk in and say, this is my red room. This is where I can get active and have energy and get vitality from, and this is my purple room where I can go in and follow guidance and get it as it comes through the crown from the cosmos. Okay, the more I get excited about creating that, then the more the magnetism of that vibration calls forth the very things that are going to bring it in some way into my presence and my experience. As I believe it, as I think it, so shall it be. You have to activate the one sense of wonder and the sense of imagination and use those and build those muscles again. You know, I'm aware as we were doing that is that I, you know, sometimes I'll just use chants and songs for these, but this time I'm actually calling in specific frequencies and energies to assist us, because our perception of the world, our vision of ourself, our self-image, our ability to see a different way of being, a higher way of being, has been so compromised that we really need a lot of assistance here. And so that's why I'm calling all this in. So we're going right now to the invocation to the Ascended Master Hilarion. I forgot to put Master in there. Ascended Hilarion. Ascended Masters are beings who have basically mastered the frequency of the Earth dimension and have passed all the tests and experience and have great clarity about it. And instead of moving on to another dimension, they basically decide that they will continue to be present to offer guidance and information. And they oversee what's called the seven rays. The seven rays are frequencies of light that pour in from what's considered the galactic center of the universe. And I don't know any more than you do about that, but I do know that something exists. It's kind of like we're moving in the direction of going through the galactic plane. In other words, now it's a different story. But that's kind of what's happening here on December 21st. We're having an intersection with a particular very powerful place. Wow, just slipped down that little rabbit hole there. But Hilarion is the one assigned to what's called the Emerald Ray, the Green Ray, which actually is activating the third eye and activating the frequency up there. Even though the color associated with the third eye is typically indigo, the green ray, the rays are different. They are not assigned to a chakra. They just have frequency that stimulates and moves them and raises them to a different vibration. So we're going to do this song for Hilarion. Now, the idea of an invocation is to consciously choose to call in the frequency of this vibration. So we are consciously choosing to call the Ascended Master Hilarion into our awareness, into our being, in a sense, to be present and guide us and help us to open up our intuitive selves, to bring the knowledge of the beyond, expand the vision into all dimensions, and reveal the gifts that are for us. Give me one moment here. Okay, here's how it goes. I'm going to sing one time through, and then we'll do it two more times. Hilarion, calling Hilarion. Hilarion, come forth, Hilarion. Of intuition, bring me the knowledge of beyond, expand my vision into all dimensions, reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. Here we go. Hilarion, calling Hilarion, come forth, Hilarion, come forth, Hilarion. Open my eyes of intuition, bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. One more time. Hilarion, calling Hilarion. Come forth, Hilarion. Open my eyes of intuition. Bring me the knowledge of beyond.
Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of men.
So it is, and so it is. The call has been made. The activity will come. See, the invitation, whenever we use the third eye to begin to activate and call forth certain intentions, it's the opportunity and really the invitation for us to begin to pay attention. A third eye that's open will pay attention and notice the nuances. So you're really going to want to invite yourself to start being more aware, more aware of the things that are going on around you, because the higher self is guiding our own best, the best things for us to fulfill our purpose, in a sense, is guiding those things to us in so many ways. And if we got blinders on and don't want to look at anything and we miss the signs that are coming, we miss the opportunities, wow, what's the point? So right now, we're taking blinders off. We are noticing all the things that are happening around us, because the billboards, the car license plates, the people that come through, the conversations we fall into, we hear, we walk into, the songs that come on the radio, the television program that shows up, the book that falls off the shelf, or whatever catches our eye. These things are all indications of information coming towards us. So with a third eye that's chosen to be open with the sense of wonder and imagination, we begin to look for the miracles. We begin to look for the pieces that are going to fulfill what it is our intention. Because it's going to be fulfilled as we do our work and set our energy out. It's going to be fulfilled in ways that we couldn't even imagine ourselves beyond. Because the universe, in a sense, is so much more potent. Let's go up to the song Focus up there. By paying attention, we do know that that upon which we focus is what we're going to basically manifest. So this song is basically reminding ourselves that we are inviting our awareness to be attending to the details that are going to reinforce what it is we desire for our own being. That upon which I focus shall manifest to me. If I am clear with heartfelt vision, surely I shall receive. That upon which I focus shall manifest to me. If I am clear with heartfelt vision, surely I shall receive. Two more times. That upon which I focus shall manifest to me. And if I am clear with heartfelt vision, surely I shall receive. That upon which I focus shall manifest to me. And if I am clear with heartfelt vision, surely I shall receive. Shall receive, surely I shall receive. So it is. Count of three, speak your true name and bring yourself back to your awareness of your feet and the earth star chakra that is working 24/7 to bring us the power and presence and the strength of the earth itself to come up through us and cleanse out our field, sending any lower frequency vibrations down through the right foot, in through that earth star again, and then back to the earth to be used for the highest good. On the count of three, speak that name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is. Okay, right up above it here, we have a song called Intent. There is a process by which we manifest, and I believe that you're aware of it, you've tasted it, you probably have used it. The idea in these times is to begin to use it to its highest potential. And that involves trusting and knowing that certain things are going to happen based upon what we put in motion. What we put in motion is what we attend to. We use the sense of wonder to reawaken our just the panorama of life. And we use our imagination then to decide, how do we want to actually invest our moments in life? And what is it that we want to experience? And then through the sense of imagination, then we begin to focus on that. And we keep holding that vision and intention in mind. And then we send it out. And we send it out by letting go of it. And this is the great paradox. We have been distracted by the whole notion that we hold on to things and that we have to keep things around us and we have possessions and material and we got our stuff and we got our patterns and we got our things. Well, the whole point of it now is that we're being taught to let go. We're doing the very same kind of idea that the Native tribes, Native Americans often did, and what I believe is called the potlatch, where once a year they just go out and they put all their stuff, like they're having a yard sale, and they invite people just to take it away. And there's an exchange of vibration, an exchange of stuff, so that there's no attachment to those things. Wow, imagine that. Or do we need a Beacons van or two Beacons vans to come and take away our stuff, to come and move it to the next place where we can stack it all up and put it in its place? I don't know, but let's just do intent. Speak your true name on three. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. In endless potential, I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is sent, clear in desire. I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. Two more times. In endless potential, I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is sent, clear in desire. I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. One more time. In endless potential, I set my intent straight into this moment. My focus is sent, clear in desire. I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. And so it is. I let go, and I got coughed, and I'm pushing up all this stuff. So hold on just one moment. I love it when you make a statement and then immediately the body follows. So, you said so. You said so. Excuse me. Wow, there's a lot been going on today. This is very exciting. Now, I do want you to know that you have a recording all of these. The ones that are underlined, you actually can go on the website and at least hear a sample of it one time through, so you'll be able to use it and rework it. Use these. Use these because they are designed to be vehicles that really support the intention of really opening and maintaining, clearing out, opening, maintaining that third eye frequency. They have a tendency to transcend other chakras as well. So anything you are guided to or use, use. Repetition, doing it many times, will allow you to go ahead and maintain and hold that vibration. Because as beautiful as these times are, we have tendencies. We have tendencies to easily slip back to what our patterns are. And the paradox is that oftentimes when we start to feel better, when we start to see things working, that's when we slip back, because we stop paying attention and just enjoy the results of our labor. The task and the opportunity and really the real trick and is to go ahead and maintain our process even as things improve or turn into the forms that we desire. That's when it's most critical, because it's too easy to just let things slip and slide away, slip, slide, and away. Let's go down to the bottom of the page. There's an affirmation down there. An affirmation is a statement of the truth that we can use over and over and over again. Proclamations that were just above that we did earlier are really designed to be used one time with a strong intent. We say them, we let them go, and we know that the work is being done. affirmations are perfect vehicles that allow us to deal with that tendency to repeat ourselves and the tendency to slip and slide back to a place of familiarity and perceived comfort. And oftentimes that's the inner child who is a little bit afraid of making change, but really wants to, but is a little bit afraid. So these affirmations help to give him or her new information so that they can go, yeah, I'm ready. This affirmation says, on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from seeing my true worth. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all of life. I see and experience only through the eyes and heart of love, and so it is. Let's do it one more time together. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from seeing my true worth. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all of life. I see and experience only through the eyes and the heart of love. And so it is. So it is. The count of three, please speak your name. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. Now, way at the top of the page, you have a tone. At any point, you start to feel, you know, you get headaches right in that region. You get blockages. And you feel fuzzy up in the third eye area. These are just indications of, one, that there's blockage there. Perhaps the blockage is resistance. Perhaps the blockage is new information coming in that we don't want to see. And anytime you start to notice your body giving you symptomologies, go to one of these songs. Go to something and change your form of thinking, because that's all we're being asked to do. If we repeat the same old, then we get the same old. So by introducing a new frequency, a new thought, a new idea, a new song, a new vibration, what we're doing is giving an opportunity to create a new pathway to create something of choice. And rather than just being automatic to go to the old way, we now have the choice. And that's a conscious part of the will center, of the solar plexus center, which we've worked on before. So all of these things are working together. So we're just going to provide a tone, a particular frequency that typically is designed to work the third eye chakra and to open it up when it starts to get fuzzy. The phonetic we're using is E, kind of like a nasaling E, that nee, 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 playground sound, right? Pitch we're going to use is this. It's a little bit high, but we're going to go ahead and take a breath, and it's hold this particular tone, and then take another breath and take another breath. We'll just do it through three breaths. And so it is. Anytime you start to feel sluggish in there, the kind of thing reactivates that area, and doing it really nasally till you actually feel the vibration in the front of the forehead. That will help to clear sluggishness. You can actually find the frequency of where the headache might be within your cranium there and send sound to it. There's a good possibility that will temper that temper the energy of the headache and release the pressure and the stress that's within there. For example, if I wanted to find, let's say I had a spot that I'm looking and feeling up here, I would raise my pitch going, okay, you notice that I shifted up and down until I felt the vibration actually in the place that I wanted it to go to. So I just keep feeding that and sending more energy to that with that frequency and just see what happens. Worst case, I take a Advil, but I'm giving it a shot. All right, we are down to the very end here, and so let's see. I would like to just close with the final mantra here. It's not the 108 one. We're just going to do it 12 times. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. It's underneath the Om Granihi that we did. This is the enhances both the inner and outer vibration. So we're just going to say this 12 times. It's Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. So here's how we're going to do it. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. 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 Two more. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. And so it is. Anytime we speak a mantra, especially one in a different language, what we're doing is experiencing the sound, and the sound is doing its work on the inside. We don't attach the meaning to it because we have no baggage to those words, so we can't interfere with the frequency. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. Well, okay, I believe our third eye has been well massaged and well opened. The invitation now is really to knowing full well that the angelic energies are there, knowing full well that the Ascended Master Hilarion is supporting you and guiding you and pushing you a little bit into clarity here, knowing full well that you have reawakened your sense of wonder, opened your door of imagination, and gone ahead now and you're fine-lining your focus, creating a sharp focus on what it is that you intend, and then you intend by sending it out and letting it go. You have a process for manifestation now. That process for manifestation happens the more clear you are in your third eye. So use this, the tape will be available by morning. I'll send you a link, and I invite you to go and experience and see clearly. I have a couple things we didn't do, the Elohim Cyclopedia in Virginia, and then appearances. I'll go ahead and stay on the phone and run through those songs so that you'll have it on your recording. I am delighted that you chose to be a part of this morning, and I know it is serving your vibration in many, many ways. If you have any questions, you can star 6 and ask them to me ask now, and I'll go ahead and answer those. Otherwise, we are coming back here again next month, and I don't have my time in front of you, but we're going to be working with the crown and bringing in the celestial energy and allowing it to immerse down through us. So I hope you'll have an opportunity to join me. And please, you know, we have another one this afternoon or this evening at 7 o'clock. If there's anyone that you know that might benefit or be open to this possibility, refer them to it. And then you can send them the link that you received, and I would love to have them join us. So many and endless blessings to all of you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mark.
You are so welcome.
This is Janet Neff. It was good to hear you this morning.
Oh, thanks, Janet.
You're welcome. I need to get back. I have an email from you, and I'll answer through that email. I hope to send. I sent some of your information once to the head of our couples group, but I haven't heard back from him, so I'm going to send some other things I found on you as I was looking through for today for this session. I didn't get into 1:30 this morning. So.
Oh, my goodness.
My husband did. It's called Furnace Creek 508, and I was part of his team. He rode his bike across the desert for 508 miles, and we were behind him going 15 miles an hour. It was an amazing experience to got to go this way. It was an amazing experience.
I'm sure. Did you disappear? I think you did. Janet? Okay. Okay, let me do the two songs. Appearances. I see past appearances, I see the what is true. I see past illusions to the sacred heart of you.
see past confusion. I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to the one and only truth. I am. I see past appearances. I see the what is true. I see past illusions to the sacred heart of you. I see past confusion. I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to that one and only truth. I am. I am. I am.
A song to help with our criticism and judgment, the eye that sees the fault in others with the invitation to see our own. Moving now to the song for the Elohim, Cyclopea, and Virginia. The truth is that the Elohim are the ones who take the information from the and the guidance from the Ascended Master. The archangel assigned to the particular frequency then translates that information from the ascended master and dispenses it to the Elohim. And the Elohim are the ones who actually show up on the planet in various dimensions and ways and situations to give us that which is necessary to help us be in alignment with that particular ray. It's a beautiful process and a sharing of responsibility. So this song is for the Elohim, Cyclopea and Virginia.
Cyclopea and Virginia, ministers of healing, Elohim you are. Remedy the misuse of science and the mind. Bring the sacred music which we realign. Bring the truth and focus, ensure the grand design with the emerald way of life. Open up my third eye. Cyclopea and Virginia, ministers of healing, Elohim you are. Remedy the misuse of science and the mind. Bring the sacred music to which we realign. Bring the truth and focus, ensure the grand design with the emerald way of life. Open up my third eye.
One more time.
Cyclopea and Virginia, ministers of healing, Elohim you are. Remedy the misuse of science and the mind. Bring the sacred music to which we realign. Bring the truth and focus, ensure the grand design. And with the emerald ray of life, open up my third eye. Open up my third eye. Open up my third eye.
And so it is. Go with clear vision and clear intention and enjoy your moments. Sweet blessings.